American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank Document, page 305. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 273. Leo M. Frank had to tell a lie and put upon someone the burden of instructing him to write the notes. The first statement about them was a blunt lie, a lie in its incipiency. He said he wrote the notes on Friday. This was untrue and unreasonable, and he saw it. Frank could not have known anything of an intended murder on Friday from any viewpoint you might take, and therefore he could not have made Conley write them on Friday. Ah, gentlemen of the jury, I tell you these people had a great find when they got this admission from Conley. If Conley had stayed over there in the tower with Uncle Wheeler Mangum, he would have told the truth long ago. That's where he should have stayed, with Wheeler Mangum. My good friend Dorsey is all right. I like him. But he should not have walked hand in glove with the detectives. That's where he went wrong. My good old friend Charlie Hill would not have done that. He would have let the nigger stay in the jail with Uncle Wheeler. I like Dorsey. He simply made a mistake by joining in the hunt, in becoming a part of the chase. The solicitor should be little short of as fair as the judge himself. But he's young and lacks the experience. He will probably know better in the future. Dorsey did this. He went to the judge and got the nigger moved from the jail to the police station. The judge simply said, "Whatever you say is all right." Now, I'm going to show you how John Black got the statement of Conley changed. I am going to give you a demonstration. I have learned some things in this case about getting evidence. They say that Frank cut Conley loose and he decided to tell the truth. Conley is a wretch with a long criminal record. Gentlemen, how can they expect what he says to be believed against the statement of Leo M. Frank? They say Conley can't lie about detail. Here are four pages, all of which he himself admits are lies. They are about every saloon on Peter Street, saloons to which he went, his shooting craps, his buying beer, and all the ways in which he spent his time.